Test folder 10. You will hear a careers advisor talking to a group of students about applying for jobs. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 9. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 9.
Now I know that many of you are applying for jobs at the moment, so here's some advice on maximising your chances of success. If you've been invited to a job interview, particularly if it's your first, you're probably delighted that you've got that far. But you may be wondering how recruiters make their choice. They want to appoint the best person for the job. But how do they decide? Sometimes it's difficult to know exactly what they're looking for in an ideal candidate, so let me tell you what generally impresses interviewers. One important area is personal initiative. This covers a range of skills, competencies, and qualities, and includes things like being a self-starter. That is, not waiting to be told everything, but making an effort to find out for yourself. Asking questions, doing tasks that need to be done, and which are within your capabilities. Initiative also involves showing a potential employer that you've identified your professional goals and have worked out how to achieve them, both the training and the hands-on experience that you want within the organisation. Most recruiters will be uneasy if you've applied for jobs as varied as an accountant, a teacher, and a sales executive. They'll suspect that you lack the necessary focus, and they won't expect you to be interested enough in the work or determined enough to succeed. Recruiters generally want someone who won't give up. In most jobs these days, people are working under pressure, and you need to be able to handle it. As the saying goes, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Recruiters are normally interested in someone who's enthusiastic about getting involved, so you should show that you welcome a challenge. They also look for confident individuals who are adaptable and flexible. The ability to project the right image is a must-have skill for most employers. This means always behaving in a professional way and having respect for people, whether these are colleagues, customers, or suppliers. And this needs to be maintained even in difficult situations. And always make sure you promote a positive image both of yourself and of the organisation. If applicants haven't bothered to find out before the interview about the organisation they're applying to, it suggests that they aren't really interested in working there. So it pays to do some research. Then in the interview itself, you can ask questions that both impress the recruiters and give you the information you need. Job applicants very often undersell what they're capable of doing, and this may be because they've failed to review their experience so far. It's a worthwhile exercise to compile a list of your skills and how you developed them. Then, when you get to an interview, you'll have plenty of examples to refer to. You may be the perfect candidate, but you need to let others know about it. It's really important that one of your strengths is communication. You need to be able to put your point across in a discussion, take on board what other people are saying, and respond appropriately. Being at ease and able to chat with others on an everyday level is a valuable aspect of this too. I hope this is making you think about how to prepare for an interview, and also how to behave.